So Gosa said that, to give an example, So, please, dis-moi, tell me. So, listening and sharing, what came up for you with the story? And I recall you agreed to participate, right? So, we're going to actively explore the story. Oui.
But spontaneously, another image comes to me. I will say it in French, and you. C'est comme l'arête du poisson qui reste dans la gorge.
Ah.
When we swallow, we eat. It's very delicious. Et, oh boy.
Oh, it hurts.
Because it's about a buffalo. What I appreciate in this quote is it's about this little tail, a tail.
Little tail.
Fragile. It's not the muscle, the big horns. The tail. And to my experience, it's something like separation, non-separation. The whole thing. And as we were talking.
Yes.
To me, it's not so much about the koan, but how we play with this koan and how it resonates.
Tell me, how does it resonate? How do you play?
We can enter into it through many other doors, or with no doors, and be very honest with myself. I was in a session a few days ago.
Okay.
And relating to an inner experience, I could say that this koan it's like this little tail, it's something that is so. I went through very painful things during the session, and this little tail was like this very painful thing that emerged, and that reminded me of my. It's a word that was used in the book, but it's also very true. Attachment or.
That's interesting.
I don't know how to say it. My conditioning.
Okay. Interesting. Nice. What's your name?
Pauline.
Merci, Pauline. Thank you. It's very interesting. I want to come back to it in a moment. So, who else? Bonsoir. Bonsoir. Who else? What came up for you? Kaka?
My English is not very good, so. when I'm listening to the story, I start thinking that. The story weighs into me like my difficulty to practice.
Your difficulty to practice?
Yes. Yes. And,
so what do you think of? What would you say is your difficulty to practice?
It's not easy to explain.
Okay.
I think it's something I feel like I have to do it without expectations, but in the end I don't do it.
You mean you have expectations?
Maybe.
Okay.
expectations. I think I don't have. Don't let me do it.
You know, but in a way, when we start and we practice, it's hard not to have expectations. You know? I mean, we all have expectations. You know, when I started, when I met Gana Roshi, I had huge expectations. I wanted another life. I wanted to become a different person. And I thought, you know, if ever I get enlightened, then I will be able to live. Because, you know, so I had massive. And it was actually the fuel, the energy that drove my practice for a long time. Part of the path is that we start to really like see that under the expectation something else is at work. And for me it was a big, you know, like with Bernie Roshi, when he, what is it, you know? What was emerged was a sense of trust, you know, like, and where I was judging my practice, I have this expectation and I should not, because it's not well seen in spiritual practice when you have expectations. But when I could see that under the expectations, it was my deep longing to really live the life of this, you know, what was really there. That it was an expression of my deep humanness. Yeah. It was disguised as expectations. So expectations can be, you know, when they reveal, you know, what their true nature, it can be actually something that drives us, you know. So befriend your expectations. You know?
Thank you.
The little tale, the marvelous little tale, as it says in the poem, this tiny tale. Who wants to say something, to share something? Gozo said, to give an example. Well, he's giving an example of what? Tell me.
Something that came up in our group.
Yeah?
So maybe
what's your name?
My name's Carrie.
Carrie, yes.
So maybe there's not a problem. Maybe it's perfectly okay for the tail to not be through the window and the rest to be through the window, and that's perfectly fine. Maybe looking for the problem is the problem, and that there actually is no problem.
So he's true, yet the tail is not.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like half, like more than half outside?
Or inside.
Oh, tell me.
Well, this door doesn't say whether he's trying to get in somewhere or outside of somewhere.
Isn't that interesting?
That wasn't me.
Yeah, isn't it interesting? You mean somehow we assume that he's going through the window? Is he going from outside in or from inside out?
Individuals decide, project the inside or the outside onto the picture themselves.
Okay. All right.
But maybe it's all just okay. Maybe the tail doesn't need to come through the window.
Okay.
Maybe there isn't any window.
Maybe there isn't it. What is the window? What is the window? Maybe there is another window even.
It's a barrier, but you can see through it.
It's a barrier, but the buffalo is going through.
And you can get through it if you
can you get
buffalo enough.
But the tail. You know, actually the corn was the corn is actually built on a very old Buddhist Indian story. You know, there is a sutra called Anatta Pindata's daughter was ordained. That's the title of an old sutra. And in that old sutra from the canon, it tells a story about a king who had a dream. And he asked Kashyapa Buddha, the one Buddha that came before Shakyamuni Buddha, one of the seven mythological Buddhas, we say, Kashyapa Buddha was asked by the king, I had this dream, can you please help me to understand the dream? So Kashyapa Buddha said, what is the dream? And the king tells the story that he dreamed, this is India, that he dreamed about an elephant, you know, which is an important animal in India. And that the elephant was trying to break, was going through the fence. Yeah, the fence too. And he got through his head, his ears, his feet, yet his tail could not get through. So the king asked, what is the meaning of this dream?
But we, you talk about head, horns, legs, tail,
yeah.
But where is the body?
Where is the body?
Where is the body?
Where is the body of this elephant?
On the one side or another, we don't know.
What do you think, Magosha?
This is the question.
This is the question.
We can imagine anything, but the body is the obstacle, you know?
The body is the
obstacle. As you said, the head made the decision to go on the other side, whether it's outside or inside.
Right.
The legs, it's the action, so they are on the other side already.
Right.
The tail follows, but there is an obstacle. Something is stuck.
Something is stuck. Absolutely, something is stuck. Right. So this king asked Kashyapa, but what does this dream mean? And Kashyapa was kind of smart pedagogue only.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, Majesty, this in the time, you know, in the future, there will be a next Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha, and people will practice, and people will take vows and will lead the holy life, and yet they cannot wholeheartedly give it themselves to it. It's like something holds them back. You know, in the future, people will practice in this way. He was saying that to the king. You know, he was actually saying something to the king. He was talking about people in the future. They say they practice, they take the vows, but actually they cannot. So he was actually poking at the king, you know, you're a practitioner, do you give yourself, you know, you have this dream, you know. So what is, he was actually asking the king, what is holding you back? So it's an interesting question to see it from that. And, you know, like 1,000 years later, Master Dogen will write a little poem on this story, and he will not speak about the buffalo, but about the elephant. So it's an interesting thing, thank you. What is holding, what is it that is holding back? Something else. Something else. I think it's an interesting thing to think about the wing. Maybe there is no window. That's what you said, right?
Mm.
Tell me more. What's your name?
Lisa.
Lisa.
Mm.
Tell me a little more.
Actually, I'm stuck with the tail.
You're stuck with the tail, like the buffalo.
Mm-hmm. And
tell me, we all are stuck. You know. Tell me.
Well, to use big terms, it's between the. It's what was said earlier, the duality and...
The duality? Tell me.
Me and the difference and the oneness.
Tell
and
me.
So the window, if there's no window, there's no difference, and this it's all one again.
So you say if there is no window, there is no...
Difference.
Between...
The tail and the buffalo.
Tail
or
and
the
buffalo.
Rest of the buffalo. Or it's just one buffalo.
One buffalo?
Or just... No
okay.
Window.
No window.
But then.
Tell me.
Then you're stuck with the tail is still there. The me is still here.
Okay. All right. But if it's like the one body of the buffalo, what about it?
Well,
I think it's complete. There are horns, it's complete. It's. I think
it has a tail.
It has a tail.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I think it's really interesting. I mean, this line, you know what you say, maybe there is no window. Jin, you want to say something?
No.
Someone else?
Yeah, David.
Jin, please.
During all my practice, all my koan practice,
mm-hmm.
It's been so difficult to forget about the koan. I mean, to forget about the tail, the window, the body. It's
mm-hmm.
really forgetting. It's a puzzle. Forgetting that it's not a puzzle to solve. Yeah.
It's not a puzzle to solve. What is it then for you? Like a koan.
Sorry.
I think that's a really important point, Jin. How does it speak then for you, the koan? If it's not a riddle, if it's not a puzzle, what is it?
I feel it really as an opportunity to realize something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and sometimes I made the right presentation, but by solving the puzzle, and that's not the right thing, of course. And yeah, it's really, I find it really wonderful when I realize something by not solving it as a logical problem.
You know, I think it's absolutely, the koan invites us to really like not trying to solve the koan, but to be with the question.
Yeah.
You know, to really trust that we can be with the question, you know, and that by the willingness, like, to just savor the question, kind of a certain space within ourselves opens up, you know, which is very intimate, you know. And then within that, things emerge, and sometimes unexpectedly. No? So I think it's absolutely, it's not so much a riddle, but it's really like it offers as an opportunity to really see things, eh? To realize. Eh? I need to say, this koan about the buffalo is considered a really difficult one. Right? I mean.
It is.
And, you know, even the great master Hakuin, the great Rinzai master who worked a lot with koan, called this one of the 8 nanto koans, which is a labor for really difficult koans. In a way, nanto koans are not so difficult because in itself they're difficult, but they ask us to take a perspective that we, like, don't see. Because it's like right there. It's really, nantokons can really ask us to. But I think it's a tool when we kind of start trusting that it's not a riddle, not an exam, not something we need to prove our understanding, that we can receive it, acquire it, yeah?
Welcome
it, and let it work in us. You know, some of our innate wisdom starts to speak. And often in very specific, very personal way. You know. D'abord, j'aimerais inviter encore une fois après. Je te donne la parole, d'accord? Quelqu'un?
I'm struck by the fact that the tail, can a buffalo see its own tail? If I had a tail, I'd be able to. I don't know. Can a buffalo, how far around can a buffalo transfer? Mm. There's a part of this little teeny tiny thing that you can't quite see.
Okay. J'aime bien ce que tu disais. Tu vois, peut-être il n'y a pas de fenêtre. Maybe, you know, you spoke about there is no difference, there is no separation. I think that's a very interesting starting point also to look at the koan. If there is no window, there is no
inside and outside.
Yeah.
There is no in and out. If there is no in and out, where would the buffalo go?
There's
right?
nowhere to go.
There's nowhere to go. You know? We hear that. That's said. There's nowhere to go. You know? Or and can we really, truly just be with this space of being with the sense of there is nowhere to go, which means this is the place. You know? This is the place. And maybe the tail is the kind of wisdom, the deep innate wisdom, that we know there is nowhere to go. That this is it. But who knows? Gozo said, to give an example. Huh?
In my way to feel this koan, I cannot put out what you bring yourself with this story, with
me?
This information.
Information?
The buffalo is somewhere, the gate with the stone, he cannot go in or go out, but and you have a window, maybe no window, you know? So it's a precious buffalo. I hear, and the second information.
Absolutely.
You tell me who open a deepness of simple koan. It's about this elephant.
Elephant. Yeah.
So it's a buffalo elephant, you know. And
je fais exprès, hein, tu vois. Je donne ces informations pour.
But the you told about the Buddha before Buddha who said to the king. In the future, people, good practitioner, and make the
rakusu and the house.
Yes, the rakusu.
And yet.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's for me something. It is a good practitioner. Is in written, retenu,
held back.
Held by the rakusu.
Oh,
you understand?
No. Tell me more. Because I heard you said something in the group. What do you mean? Is it held back with the rakusu? Tell me. Explain.
In this rakusu, vaste est la robe de libération.
Oui.
Sans forme et ce champ de bienfaits, c'est marqué ça.
Mm-hmm.
Hein, je porte l'enseignement du Tathagata et avec ça je pourrais m'envoler. Non, je sauve tous les êtres vivants. Et donc cette petite queue le maintient dans quelque chose.
Mm.
C'est parce que tu as emmené, because you bring tout. Two other elements who give me a understanding perspective, you know. Mm.
J'aime bien ça. Vraiment, que c'est le petit que c'est comme la ressource.
What I am maybe sure for me,
mm-hmm.
that maybe no window, but maybe a window. And if
dans quel sens?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't work koan.
Okay.
For the disaster of some people here.
But
so, it's my story. But if it is a window
uh-huh.
in China, that is sure for me, it is a circle. Mm-hmm. All the window in this time is a circle, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like in your rakuzu. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's too bad that you don't practice.
Because, I mean, you now.
No, but I mean, I think, don't you think it's interesting what this thing, you know, that the tail is actually, you know, what is written on our rakuzu? I think it's beautiful, Philippe. Really? I think it's really beautiful.
And maybe the buffalo's here, you know.
Ah. I think it's clear, as so often with the cons, it's not about the buffalo. You know, it's about the buffalo. We're not separated from the buffalo, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's about, this conflict is about ourselves, myself, no? Mm.
But maybe the tale is just an excuse.
To?
Or the story we tell ourselves not to do things. Mm. It's just a little excuse that, you know, for not doing it.
But that's what Kashyapa says to the king, you know? Those people, something is holding them back. What is holding me back to really, huh? But I think this is a nice, interested group for Amy Rashid, you know, about the corn. I think it's wonderful. I mean, I'm struck now again, when we share about like how a story or something, you know, how much wisdom arises. Like, don't you think it's interesting what has been said, the things that it gives, like these different perspectives on the story? And these different aspects, when we work with the koan, we see this and that, they kind of font un appel, comment dire, they call us to really look, you know, is it true for me? What does it say to me? You know, it helps us to bring aspects of ourself or of our own understanding, of our own intentions, of our own realization, to clarify it, to polish it. I think it's a great tool.
Yeah, I think there's one aspect that hasn't been mentioned, was the desire to get out. Mm-hmm. My desire to get out, to escape, to feel that there is a better place outside.
To be free. Yeah.
And to be free. And there's a tiny thing which might be the practice, and I feel, and then I get stuck because there's, we working with it, we realize there's no way to
and go. And it's a beautiful energy. Yeah, there's energy to be free, no? Mm-hmm. Like to go out and be free. And can we really truly understand, you know, what this energy wants us to do? What does it mean to be free? Truly. Margosha.
You can go out to be free, or you can go in to be free.
Isn't that interesting? Mm. And sometimes we're afraid to go out to take our freedom. And
or we go out to not go in.
And sometimes we're afraid to go in. Mm. And we think we need to find it outside because we're afraid to go in. It seems, from what I've heard, that true freedom is not there. Maybe that's what the tail knows. Who knows? I don't know. I don't know.
Stay here.
So. Well, it kind of reminds me a little bit of what, you know, what, as we started the evening, you know, mentioning Bernie. Bernie said the point of Zen practice is to realize the oneness of life. What you said, you know, it's not separate, it's whole, you know. The point is to realize the oneness of life. And the functioning of that understanding is to serve. And we see that we're not separate, that we want to kind of be there. All right. Thank you very much for your presence, for your participation. Thank you, Amy Roshi, for the invitation. I hope you could enjoy a little bit this work with Kohn, that you maybe got a taste of, you know, the beauty and the... Sometimes it's really fun. Huh? I heard people laughing in the little groups, you know, sometimes it's really fun also. And it's, I think it's a beautiful practice. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Frank Roshi, for beautiful teaching and practice together. Bon, je remercie Franck, je remercie tout le monde d'être venu. Il y a un bol pour donation, aussi bien pour le centre que pour Franck. Et on a une pratique ici régulée, donc revenez si vous voulez.
Merci. Yeah. Yeah, it's a nice. Can I say just to you know, just being together and sitting here and talking. It's so nice to feel the sense of sangha. You know, it's so important also for our practice. But that we have like friends and like-minded people that we can practice together, and I think it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.
We do usually.
Oh, oui. Yeah.
We can. We usually
in English.
Okay.
In French?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Quatre vues. Il y a encore quelque chose qui me vient à la tête là. Tu connais le mot latin coda?
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 Non.
Non? Coda? Quelqu'un connaît?
La musique, c'est qui a la fin?
C'est la queue.
C'est la queue.
Ah, oui.
Hein? C'est la fin aussi. C'est la dernière chose qu'on fait. Tu vois, quand il y a un événement ou quelque chose, c'est la dernière coda. Dernier mot. Là. Tu vois, mais c'est vraiment parlant. Les quatre vues, c'est le coda.
Ah, 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 ah,